listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lauren Howarth. The heartbroken husband of missing Victorian mum Samantha Murphy has for the first time spoken about the tragedy. Mick has told Nine he spends hours every day searching for his wife.
For someone so good to be gone out of the community, it's, pretty hard. She's always good to us and good mum.
Detectives carried out a search in a new area of bushland this week following intelligence from a number of sources. A 22-year-old man has been charged with murder. Police have shot a man who they believe fatally stabbed another man in Queensland's Gympie region. Officers say a 55-year-old died at a home yesterday afternoon and a 42-year-old then threatened them with a knife. He's been flown to hospital in a critical condition and investigation is now underway. Childcare workers could receive a wage boost. There are reports the federal government is in the final stages of signing off on the increase as part of next month's budget. It's been identified as a priority in a bid to stop workers from leaving the sector. And people have become trapped in submerged cars and part of a shopping centre roof has collapsed in Perth's north. More than 100 mils of rain smashed the northern suburbs in just under an hour yesterday. The clean-up now begins for residents, with the SES receiving plenty of calls for flooded homes. The Storms held off the Bulldogs to clinch a 16-14 thriller in Melbourne. Canterbury winger Josh Adokar scoring 3 tries in just 14 minutes in the second half to give his side the lead before Melbourne bounced back. Winning coach Craig Bellamy says it was a tight old tussle.
They just wouldn't sort of go away. Kept turning up and then, and we were a bit the same.
While the Broncos have once again won the Brisbane Derby, claiming a 28-14 victory over the Dolphins.